Thank you. So we're going to go speedy and fast. I have handouts at the front on the fact sheet from our study, as well as a summary of our program. And a full report on this study is available on the webpage, too, if you want more in-depth info. But here's the quick spiel. So I'm Delight Satter. I'm the director of the American Indian Research Program at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. And I'm a tribal member of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde in Oregon. And the PI on the project is Professor Steve Wallace from the School of Public Health. And we had two wonderful graduate students, Lauren Smith and Andrea Garcia, both Native, who worked on the project with us through funding from the project, as well as funding from the Mayo Spirit of Eagles program that supports Native students to become researchers and earn their doctorate. So who knew? Natives still here, right? There are 4.3 million adults who are American Indian Alaska Native living in the U.S. right now, but the most current projections that I just saw two nights ago is actually going up to 5 million. We're one of the fastest growing populations because of our spread across ages and because we have high birth rates. But also what's wonderful to see is that our Native elders are living longer. They are shoring up on some of the disparities on end of life, and the proportion of elders is growing. In 1990, it was only about 5 or 6% of any tribal or tribal populations community, and it's gone up, well, will be by the mid-century to well more than double that. So that's wonderful, and these are the ramifications of colonization, but we are in recovery, so that's good. So what does that mean? That means that you have to change your health infrastructure. If you're a tribal or urban program that's been focusing on maternal health and keeping those babies well, suddenly you're going to have a shift in what you need to focus on. A part of your patient population, a larger population, will be a different age group. And there are substantive health disparities for American Indians versus any other population, which Steve's going to prove to you in a few minutes. Well, I guess I'll prove some of that too. And there's certainly high chronic disease and disability in this population, which makes everything more complicated. So what we did is we analyzed the California Health Interview Survey, which is the largest state health survey in the U.S., which is in the public domain. Feel free to use it. Go to our webpage and get more information. And we have a large, adequate sample of elders to include in the study. It's a secondary analysis. We have two elder age groups, 55 to 64 and 65 plus. We used a Native Health Work Group Advisory Board for the project, not only to help us with interpretation, but in defining what we would focus on and sanctioning some of the areas that have there is stigma around, to ensure that we were doing those areas right. And let's see. In fact, this is a disparities report. If you're interested in Latinos or if you're interested in African Americans, this study has that, because we did by race and present all information that we could. So here we have our first demographic slide, and you'll see that American Indians and Alaska Natives indeed have lower incomes than other populations and higher rates of poverty. And the majority of elders, this is for California again, but this is a national phenomenon, are living in urban areas. At the same time, they are the most common or most represented minority population in rural communities by virtue of reservation, people still living on reservations and in near reservation. Important to note is that in California, the majority of American Indian elders are not from California tribal descent. They are from tribes outside of California. Why? Because everyone wants to live in California, right? I'm there, and I'm from an Oregon tribe. Very common. So why do we care? Because you're your federal treaty rights to health care as a Native person are tied to your tribe. So I am eligible for Indian Health Service, but I have to go 20 miles west of Salem to obtain my health care. So there's this massive access barrier. It is not a portable plan. There are some urban programs to support some of the very low-income communities, but for example, LA, with the largest population of Indians in the country, has no program, no clinic. So it's really not meeting their needs. Again, high poverty, 2 to 3 times more likely to be poor or than non-Latino whites. Hold on, I'm having trouble internalizing this slide and my things here. Said that, and we're moving on to the risk behaviors. So what we see here is heavy alcohol use among American Indians and Alaska Natives compared to non-Latino whites. For the graphs, we just show compared to whites for simplicity, but the report will have all data. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to be a heavy alcohol user and a binge drinker. So we know these are risk factors for young people. These are also risk factor for the elderly. And males, of course, have higher risk behavior than women. But still, when we looked at Native people who were of low income, those risks come out stronger. Tobacco smoking. Natives have the highest tobacco smoking in the U.S., and that is still true in California, even though we're sort of a no-smoking state and have strong policies to help us with that. But even within California, for all age groups, it's nearly double the rate of smoking, and as you see here, Natives have higher smoking. The non-Latino African American population is also a population that has this risk behavior. And you'll see that by age 65, we've lost some of those smokers, not because they changed their behaviors. There is something unique about American Indians in the Southwest, including California, which is there's a Native smoke fewer cigarettes per day than other racial and ethnic groups. And this has an impact, we think. Cancer epidemiologist Chuck Wiggins from the University of New Mexico SEER Registry is on the tail with this. We are trying to figure out why Natives are smoking fewer cigarettes per day than other populations, and what does this have to do with our cancer rates and some of the delays that we would expect for those high rates. And you can read more about that in the report to the nation. Now we're moving in. Do you want me to do obesity too? Okay. Yeah, we're fat. I mean, you knew that, right? It is a major risk factor, and you know it's associated with poverty. Okay, I'm not, but I need to start because I'm pretty sure I'm entering the middle age spread. So, move into heart disease.
Okay, we have such a great panel here. I already got the high five for the 5 minutes, so we're going to go really quickly. Basically, to show you, I'll give you the conclusion first, and I'll provide the data that shows it so that when we run out of time and you haven't had all the data, you don't feel like you've missed out with something. But the health disparities between American Indian, Alaska Natives, and non-Hispanic whites is actually the greatest in the 55 to 64-year-old group. So there's been a lot of discussion historically about Native populations aging earlier, and when you're looking at health disparities between American Indian aging adults and non-Hispanic white aging adults, it's actually that pre-65 group where you have the largest disparities. So what we're thinking is, the explanation is, Native elders are hitting chronic diseases, a lot of problems at an earlier age than non-Hispanic whites. By the time you get to 65 and over, some of the American Indians who have a lot of chronic conditions die, and so they're lost from that population. And the non-Hispanic white population starts having higher rates of risk factors. So you actually see a compression of the inequality in older ages. But it's that pre-elderly age. So if you look at heart disease, a huge difference in heart disease is twice as high among American Indian, Alaska Native elders as non-Latino whites. It shrinks when you get older. That's what that says. Diabetes, Native elders, 2.5 times higher in young ages. That remains, and diabetes rates goes up even faster and remains the highest of any racial or ethnic group. In both age groups. So heart disease, diabetes, asthma. We usually don't think about asthma for older adults. We usually think of that as something for kids, but 20% of American Indian, close to 20% of American Indian, close to older adults report having asthma, which is higher than non-Latino whites. And once again, as you can see, the gap shrinks in the oldest ages. And falls, this is something we're still scratching our head over. Native American elders in California are the most likely to have multiple falls. If you fall once, it might just be an accident. If you fall two times, three times, four times, there's likely something going on that's helping cause you fall. And they have the highest rates, even after you control for a number of risk factors. And so that's an area that we're continuing to look at. But once again, disparities between Native and white populations. In terms of screening for colon cancer, this is never had. So by age 55, as you all know, everybody here who's 50 and over should have had their colonoscopy. How many of you have not? So if you're Native American, along with Latino, the most likely in that early, pre-elderly stage never to have had a colon cancer screening. Once again, a huge gap between non-Hispanic whites, which does shrink with age. Cancer diagnosis. So what you actually see is whites have the highest rates of cancer diagnoses. This is driven in part by skin cancer. The cancer rates also show that Native Americans are more likely to be diagnosed with late-stage cancers when they are diagnosed. So this is a population survey of people who have survived. And so these rates are lower among the survivors. Health insurance, there's a couple key messages here. One is everybody thinks about is Delight mentioned of an Indian health service. You think, well, Native population, don't they have free health care? Only about 5% of California older adults who are American Indian, Alaska Native say that they have coverage from Indian Health Service. And as she mentioned, that's because your coverage is at your tribal location. So if you're Cherokee, you have to go back to Cherokee Nation to get IHS service. So IHS really in California is not an option for health insurance. The most common is employment, which is lower for American Indians than for the non-Hispanic white population, and a higher uninsured rate. So a lot of health disparities. So in our last minute, Delight will wrap it all up and tell you why this is important.
Okay, so this is important because this is the first time we've ever had data for California. But frankly, this is the first time population level data was available on American Indians in this way. We know that we have high risk factors and chronic disease. We knew that anecdotally and at tribal levels, but now we know it for the largest population of elders in the U.S. And our focus has been to try to use this data for action. So we have brought together providers and health advocates and policy makers to the table. Our first goal on that was to let all of the people with resources and a charge on elder health know that Natives exist. Then we have to say Natives exist in California. And then we get to go into, and how could you focus on them, and from the tribal community to give them this resource so that they can focus on their planning. One anecdote is that the San Diego American Indian Health Center and Urban Program used our Native Elders report entirely throughout their strategic planning session, their 10-year plan, about 3 months ago, and are now focused on long-term care and Native elderly as a priority need, and that would not have been, that would have not happened if it wasn't for this type of data resource. So that's what's, and the fact sheets, I can pass those out. I thought there would be more people who might not be interested, but since I brought plenty, you all get one. Thank you.